Welcome to a swimming pool. This is the swimming pool in Cork City in Ireland, where I'm with my daughter, who's having a swimming lesson across the other side, and I'm sitting here fully clothed on some kind of a sofa thing, about to make a very special and rather risque audio recording towards some very, very wonderful people, most of whom are based in the United States. Now, this is addressed to all the people who are involved today on the 29th of February in resetting their habits. Yes, that is, by that I mean deciding what will be the new habit that they will adopt during the month of March. And the people who are doing this belong to a small, by now, reasonably tightly knit community operating online, led by somebody on Twitter who's called Fitarella, Fitarella, Jack Carley, to those who know her a lot better than I do. So this is specifically addressed to them, and I haven't got in front of me the names of all those people. If I had a second iPhone in my hand, I'd be able to name them, but they know who I'm talking to. And I take a bit of a risk because I'm about to try to help people with a decision that they may have already made and may not need help with, or may anything I suggest they may have already thought of themselves. But this is it. Supposing you've only got a few hours left and you haven't yet decided what you're going to do in March. You've adopted something for January in a moment of enthusiasm or two. You've gone for February and it's gone along fine, but now you're stuck. You're actually in a difficult predicament. You're saying to yourself, what on earth could I possibly do in March? You know, and your mind is blank, and the clock is ticking. So consequently, because the clock is ticking, your brain is not working at the normal way that it's designed to work. It's actually teaching you fight or flight, so that you can give up on the question and go and hide and blot out the difficulty and ultimately procrastinate. And then you build up a panic until 2 minutes to midnight, you finally decide what you're going to do. Now, I'm very influenced in this scenario-type thinking by my own personal experience. I've done all of those things in my life. So, right, that's the end of the beginning. Now, here's the core, the meat of it. If you're stuck with wondering what you could do usefully, the first thing you do is, number one, have you got a clear priority in your life? Now, for example, mine is most emphatically my mental health. And the reason for that is that I cannot take it for granted. It has actually been disastrous at times in my life, and I'm very lucky to be here. So I have a very easy set of priorities. It's not about money. It's not about building my business. It's not about losing weight or getting fitter or anything like that. It's about remaining and holding on to mental health. So, you know, I could fill the next year with things that would help my mental health. So far, for example, I've decided that I would eat a breakfast every day for a month. And that's very good for your mental health, to eat a breakfast every day for a month. Secondly, I've said I'll go to bed every single night by 11:30. And getting to bed at a regular time consistently is good for your mental health. What else could you think of that would help your mental health? And, you know, okay, by all means, let it be, you know, phone that shrink. You know, get in touch with whatever therapy you've been putting off. But it doesn't have to be big things. The whole 12-in-12 philosophy, the whole philosophy of the group of people that I'm talking to is that tiny things matter. Tiny things, you know, this is a real butterfly on the other side of the world, flaps its wings, and consequently, you know, all that chaos theory stuff that you are either so totally familiar with that it's a cliche or you're hearing for the first time, I guarantee you it's a great way of thinking. Tiny things matter enormously. So what tiny change could you make in your life that would make a difference? You know, it could be taking a tiny bit of fresh air. You know, you simply look at what are you doing, what are you not doing, what could help. You know, it could be write something, it could be sing, it could be I will sing one song every day for the month. and I will do it without fear of favor. And if you want to do it in a really meditative way, you will say, and each day I will strive to, I will try to notice the sing thoughts, not swing, I'm not talking about golf, the sing thoughts that you have. In other words, the thought that says, oh my God, I'm off key. Oh my God, glad nobody's listening to me, kind of stuff. Now, I'm lifting that from the world of the singer, and she shared with us, Fitzgerald has shared with us, her going for her dream, basically. The tremendous thing about what Fitzgerald is doing is she's leading by example. So she has actually gone for telling the story of how she once was a singer, then she stopped being a singer, and now she's going to be a singer again. And she's going to go for that dream. So when you're deciding what you're going to do for the next month, think dream. Think your dream. But go for a tiny little bit, the way you eat the elephant. A tiny, tiny piece. You know? And then it's not a problem. The other thing about my approach would be to this whole issue is what could you experiment with? Now that could be with, do you want to try being a little bit uncomfortable? Or would you like to try being a little bit more comfortable? Now, experiencing discomfort is all about just getting the body used to not being afraid of a bit of discomfort. That could be anything from, I'm going to dig in the garden. It's March. It's a good time for gardening. Even if you don't have a big garden, you might have a little garden. And even if you have no more than a single pot in your kitchen, in your apartment, you can garden with a teaspoon in your pot. So my approach would be to cultivate discomfort or cultivate comfort. So for example, if you are used to beating yourself up, if you're used to feeling guilty, if you're used to being ashamed, if you're used to being, disappointed, go for wins. Go for things that will be total successes. What target could you set every single day that is so realistic that you would tick it off? So it could be, every day I will write down three tiny, tiny things that I will actually be able to achieve consistently every single day throughout the month. You got 30 days, that's September, April, June, anyway, 31 days in March or something like that, I forget. But you can basically say, that means I'm going to go for the 93 ticks. So this month of March is going to be the 93 tick day. Okay, look, I've been presuming on the time of you all, but I offer this in a spirit of, love and gratitude to all my great helpers who can be found under the hashtag 12ER. That's 12ER. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye from the swimming pool.